Whoever comes to the din, Rashid Love, and says, I didn't have parasa. Rabbi Kiva is a rai that someone who's oni could also learn Torah. The heim omer mipnei tapenu. If someone says, I have many children, kanahara, and I don't have time to learn Torah because I have to take care of the kids. But hello, Rabbi Kiva, how are they bonner and bonners? And the final thing is that whoever says he has, he's very rich and that's why he's not eating with Torah, Rabbi Kiva will be also mechayev him. Which means that Rabbi Kiva, in this Rabbi's Leib Nosson, he is the dmut, he's the person that be'etzem anyone could strive and try to be like Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva, you see from the Avos Leib Nosson, they lost lovely, they're going to ask you, why weren't you like Rabbi Kiva? Ah, Rabbi Kiva, come on. Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva learned Torah even though he didn't have money. Rabbi Kiva learned Torah even though he was a billionaire. Rabbi Kiva learned Torah even though he had so many children. So why aren't you like that? It's much for that going down into the depths of our souls. Lost love, Hashem will say, you could have been like Rabbi Kiva. So I wonder today, things are not clear to me, but I just will try, Be'ez Hashem Yisboch Shemoy, to say a few horrors on Rabbi Kiva and what you see from the various Nekudis in Rabbi Kiva. In the history of Klai Yisrael, so you find Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai. Moshe was the only sinner, only vehicle of being the Torah in his door. Ubesara the Yeshua. And he gave it over to Yeshua. He gave Yeshua Mesara le Zkenim. Yeshua is the only vehicle of giving over Torah. If you didn't get Torah from Yeshua, you missed it. There's no other Torah besides what you got from Yeshua. And he gave it to the Zkenim. When he got to the Zkenim, I can get from one Zaken, there's no another Zaken. There's no single Zaken that only Torah only comes from him. The Zkenim, the Nevi'im, the Knesset Gdeila. And then that's how Torah came down to today. Today, there's no person that you could say, he is the only one who gave over Torah in his door. Right? Someone got Torah from Rabbi Kiva Eger. Gewaldig. Rabbi Kiva Eger is the only one in the world. If someone didn't get Torah from Rabbi Kiva Eger, he could have gotten Torah from the Chassam Sefer. How much Torah did the Chassam Sefer give us? Chassam Sefer, Avdi Melun, Shab Shmaitzer, three Sfarim that he wrote. A very big chelik of Torah we have. But someone didn't take anything from Seis HaChoshen, okay, he got Torah from a different vehicle. Is there any point in history besides Moshe and Yeshua that there's one Moshe Torah? Torah came through one person. Hillel was very close. Hillel was very close. It was Beshameh and Beshil. And Halach is not like Beshameh. Halach is like Beshil. But Lamaisa, there's 18 things that halachos like Levi Shammai. So not halachos like Levi Shammai. Hillel isn't the only one in Moshe Torah. In the whole history of Klai Yisrael, me Moshe Rabbeinu until today, the way I understand it, there's one person in the history that Torah went through him, period. He missed 10, he missed everything. Rabbi Kiva accepted Torah from Rabbi Lezner and Rabbi Shua.
and he gave it over to 24,000 Talmidim. And 24,000 Talmidim were killed. V'haya ha'olam shomeim. And the whole world is empty. It's wasteland. Ad she'honach Rabbi Akiva l'Rabbi Yosi Anishu b'dorim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua, and he taught them the Torah. And the whole Torah, look at the whole Mishnayos. The whole Mishnayos that we have today is Emei, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. Sometimes you have things between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, which Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, Rabbeim. The whole Torah went through Rabbi Akiva. With what was Rabbi Akiva's Zeicha? That the Torah went through him? He's the only, he's the nice in that Torah. In the whole history, he's no such person. There's no such person as he's the Moisat Torah of Klaius or period. There's no person living today that did not accept Torah from Rabbi Akiva. If you missed something you didn't get from Rabbi Akiva, you missed it. Period. The only Torah we have today is all the Torah that went through Rabbi Akiva. You can have Torah today not through Rabbi Meir, not through Rabbi Yehuda, not through Rabbi Yosi, not through Rabbi Shimon, not through Rabbi Elazar, not through Rabbi Elazar, not through Rabbi Yeshua. We can go around it and get Torah from a different vehicle. Rabbi Akiva is the only one in his door. There's no one. That's it. Well, is Eichen. Can anyone say a swear in this? Is it possible to say a swear? Maybe to say a swear you have to be Rabbi Akiva to say a swear. Huh? Do you have to say a swear? How is Rabbi Akiva Zeichen? I don't think anyone could say a swear. There's one person who could say a swear. One person who saw it ahead of time. One person who looked at the whole world and pointed out and says, him, he's going to be the God Lador. She saw it ahead of time. Eishes Rabbi Akiva, Baskabasavu was a Zedva Pella. She's a Zedva Pella. Right? She's a girl in the seminary. Sometimes she went to a very good seminary. And she had over here, her half on this is rich, she could give her Sidum Aleh, could give her Adira. Any way you want. In Bnei Brak. Whatever you want. Right? She could have picked out the best bocha in the best yeshiva, any yeshiva, whatever you want. Upon which heaven or yeshiva, anything you want, take the best yeshiva. And she walked down the street and found that fellow selling falafel and says, him. He happened to be 40 years old, this fellow selling falafel. Right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What are you saying? Right? We don't know today what you're saying is, but I imagine imagination. I don't have any idea, clear idea, but I imagine they're selling falafel is a minor compared to this fellow who's a very good son. He's a 40-year-old, never opened a safe in his life, selling falafel in the shuk, and she looks at him and says, I want him. And the father says, you're crazy, idiot. And says, I'm willing to go lose everything I have in this world. You can make a neder and be made for me from all your nechassim, and I'll live like a dog. I want this fellow. How did she see it? How did she see it? What did she see in him? What did she see in him? It's an unbelievable story. It's an unbelievable story. If we can figure out what she saw in him, it's improbable that she saw in him his real godless, and how he could really become the God al-Hador that of all the Doris. That he's the only one who becomes the vehicle of Torah. Which means if she saw in him, when he seemed to be like one, not one of a billion, but the lowest one of the billion, and she saw in him this true godless, it's much more that she saw in him really that he is going to be the only one in the world that Torah goes through him. What did she see in him? So the Gemara says two words. Tznia umayim. She saw that he's tznua and he has derech and he has midas tevis. That's the Gemara says. He's tznua and midas tevis. What's the shot? The way I understand it is, I have a personal vikuach with many, many people. And I'm sure I'm right. I'm sure I'm right. They're sure I'm wrong. And I'm sure I'm right. They're positive I'm wrong. And I'm positive I'm right. And I'm right. You can take it from me. I'm right. Is it possible for a person today, to learn Torah and to work in Torah until they become someone like the Darius HaKoydman? Let's say like the Vilna Goyim. And I say yes. And they tell me you're sick in the head. Excuse my expression, right? But as they tell me. You're crazy. You don't know the Goyim is. Before the Goyim was born, he was a Goyim, right? At 7 years old, he said a pimple. And what are you talking about? He made a Goyim before he was Bar Mitzvah. How can anyone today be like the Goyim? Right? And I say, Poshtachesh. Very, very simple. I say like this. When someone gets Torah, why does he get Torah? Because he's smart? Because Hashem gave it to him. How is Zechet to Torah? Because I'm smart. You're not so smart. So you don't have that much Torah. I'm very smart. I do have that much Torah. Is that what it is? Well, Hashem gave me a present, Torah. It's not mine, Bechla. It's a present. So the truth is that Hashem gave it. It's a present from Hashem. It's a present from Hashem. The fruit should rise. Many, many rise. A simple way, it says, Oni v'rosh nevgoshu, it's a posuk, oysa kulam Hashem. A rich and a poor person meet, Hashem made them both. It's a posuk in Mishlei. And the Medrash says, Talmud Chochem and Amoritz meet. Right? He's a Talmud Chochem. He's God Lador. And he knows Kola Terekula. Kola Terekula. And if someone comes up with him, Amoritz comes to him and says, do me a favor. Want to teach me this Mishnah? She says, I don't have time to teach you the Mishnah. Go find someone. Go find yourself a Rebbe. Take 3 shekels and find yourself a Rebbe. Come on, I don't have time. So the Mishnah says, so the Medrash says, Oyse kulam Hashem. Whoever made him a Oni and made him a Oshir, can make him a Oshir, make him a Oni. If someone has a lot of Torah and doesn't want to teach someone, right? He doesn't have time for him. Doesn't want to teach someone who doesn't have much Torah. Hashem says, who gave you your Torah? I gave you your Torah. Oh, I don't have to give it to you. That guy can give it to him. Oni v'rosh nivgashu. A rich and a poor person meet. Oyse kulam Hashem. Hashem made both of them. What does that mean? It means Hashem gave us the Torah. Someone has Torah, Hashem gave him the Torah. No. Giving that, you said. So I have a question, just a second. Why did he give you Torah, not me? If he likes you, doesn't like me. Why did he give the Vilna Goyim Torah, didn't give me Torah? I think it's fair. It's not fair. Why is he what? Well, because he liked the Vilna Goyim, you don't like me? That's not nice. So what's the Torah? Teretz is because he has the kelim to accept Torah, and you don't have the kelim. He has the ways to get the Torah, but if you have all the ways like just as he has, I'll give you as much Torah as he. If you have the hasmada, if you'll have the midas tevis, if you'll have the working that the Vilna Goyim has, then you get to tell you the Vilna Goyim has. It's poshut by me. Poshut. It's so simple by me. There's nothing to talk about. Nothing to talk about. The Vilna Goyim, the reason why you look at it, like you all look at me like I fell on my head. Right? The reason why it's so strange what I'm saying is because we all used to think that Vilna Goyim was a Goyim. And I'm no Goyim. It's because we forgot that Torah is not a chokhmah. Torah is a matan from Hashem. And there's nothing to do with how smart with what you have. Right? We all know stories about it. We heard many, many stories, and some sefer had a Talmud. The Talmud who was working. Right? The Talmud who would be in the yeshiva, and would go over to one of the students and say, "Could you teach me the Gemara?" And he would start teaching him, and he couldn't figure it out. He didn't understand it, and he teached it again and again and again and again and again and again. Until finally, he understood two lines of the Gemara. And the next day he forgot it all. It's back to zero. And started again. Again and again and again and again and again. Finally, I forgot, I remember it now. Now he got it. Next day he forgot it again. It's unbelievable. That's what the Ksav Sefer says, that there was such a Talmud. And then one day, many, many years later, Ksav Sefer got a letter, a tshuva, an halacha, and he gives it over to Ksav Sefer and says, "What do you say about this tshuva?" Ksav Sefer reads the tshuva and he says, "This is one of the goyim of this tshuva, one of the great hadar." And the Ksav Sefer said, "You remember that Talmud of us? It's him." What's pshat? Pshat is Hashem eventually said, "I'll give you a present." That's what pshat is. If Chaim Belashna writes in the real Sefer Ruach Chaim, if there will be a person who's the honor like Moshe Rabbeinu, he'll get Torah b'shleimus. You don't have to believe me. If I wouldn't have seen, I wouldn't believe it. I saw it, so I believe it. No. You can look it up on your own. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The third derech, the way of explaining it. He has three mahalchim. The third mahalch, he says that. If someone would be an honor like Moshe Rabbeinu, he would get Torah b'shleimus. Which means he would get Torah like Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Hashem loves Moshe Rabbeinu, but doesn't love me any less. Whatever he gave Moshe Rabbeinu, he will give me. If I have the kelim for it. She saw in Rabbi Kiva that he's a tzniya umayli, it's a tznu um chochma. A tznua means he realizes that Torah is not his. He's not going to take Torah for himself. Umayli is about chesed. He realized that Torah is for others. Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The one who got Torah upon him from Hashem. He went up to Har Sinai, and Hashem's teaching with Torah. 40 days and 40 nights, teaching Torah. And one day Hashem says, "Enough, get down." What happened? Just a second, what happened? Kishichis amcha, they made the eagle. Okay, when she said to me, I'm staying up here. I have nothing to go down for. Raid. Kishichis amcha. Why raid? Because you think I'm teaching Torah for you? I'm teaching Torah for Klai Yisrael. It's not yours, Bechla. The second Klai Yisrael is not right. Go down. What are you here for, Bechla? She saw someone, she had a very sharp eye. She had a very sharp eye. The Gemara says she saw someone who says, right, like we explained before, a mushroom, yeah, like someone who's selling falafel. And so he's a tznua umayli. Look at his tznius. He realizes nothing is his. And look at his midas tefis. Everything's for the other. If I'll ever get him to learn Torah, he'll be the god ladder. We're working on a chalak of Torah, right? We don't know what Torah is. Something, it's the most precious possession in the world, right? I can't explain what Torah is. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyim Lefanei. I could just say, a Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol ha-nevim le-nisnabu." Ooh, that we know. The mail of Tayu and the mail of Olam Haba and the mail of Chesed Meisim, what's waiting for, right? Everything that's told us. All the Nevi's. Kol ha-nevim le-nisnabu, elo le-oisik le-masi bitil tamachochem. We're all talking about someone who is zvulun, someone who's rich and gives money to Yisachar. Tamachochem atzmoi ayin leiro aser lekim zlosach. Hashem, only Hashem knows. Only Hashem knows what's waiting for someone who lives there. Which means someone who works on Torah. Hashem says, this. Rabbi Kiva doesn't know what's waiting for you. Rabbi Shimon Yochai doesn't know what's waiting for you. The Arizal doesn't know what's waiting for you. Malach Mechol doesn't know what's waiting for you. Malach Matat doesn't know what's waiting. No one knows. No one knows. They don't know what to talk about. This is between me and you. Come. This is my Torah you learned. You learned my Torah. Come here. It's what Torah is. Tell you something that I know you are the kimzul asach, and this is the present that Hashem is going to give another day and a half. Unbelievable! Like this, waiting for this possession, this matana. And over here, Baskal b'savua Eishes Rabbi Kiva told us this secret. When you see someone, that's what she said. Right? We're talking about ourselves. But she said, when you see someone who's a tenua, it's not me. I'm willing to learn for others. I'm willing to help others. He'll be the God ladder. And if we want to get Torah, right? We're waiting for this Mishundika Torah, this Mishundika present. Who could say a word about Torah is? The second I become a tznua, the second I become a mile amid the stasis, I realize, it's all yours. It's all yours. Give me, teach me this. Teach me this. Not for myself. But for clients. Everything's open. One could. Another nekuda. I don't know how long ago, just a few nekudas that I saw from a bekiva. I thought maybe we'll be tellers for the oilam to share these points on different points. Tosis and Chagig brings a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that a mayor was sitting in the Beis Medrash and darshening Shabbos afternoon. It was Shabbos and he was giving a drasha in Beis Medrash. And they came over and they said, "Your Rebbe Acher is outside winding on a horse." Or in modern day, he's riding on a car. He's driving a car down the street in Shabbos. Not exactly. He's driving a car to the rice and riding on a horse is Rabbonon. But it's not very far. Rebbe Meir leaves the Beis Medrash. He stops the drosha, reads the Beis Medrash, runs after Acher, and Acher is riding the horse, and the mayor is going next to him. And Acher tells the mayor, what were you doing, what were you teaching, what was the sugya? Right, Acher is the Rebbe Ramey, he knows called Terikula. And the mayor says, I told him a pasuk, I was asking a pasuk, the pasuk says, Toiv Acher's dover may rishisai. Toiv Acher's dover may rishisai. So Acher says, what did you say in the pasuk? The man says, I said that many times a person has children when he's young and they're not matzliach. And he has children when he's old and they are matzliach. Many times it's Tayyip Acher's daughter, maybe she said. Many times someone teaches Tayyip when he's young and they're not matzliach.
and teaches Torah when he's old, and he is Metzliach. Toiv Achas Dovim, maybe she's a... Same is true for business. Toiv Achas Dovim, maybe she's a... So Achas said, oi! Rebbe Kiva, your Rebbe, Kiva Rabcha, loy kach dorash. Your Rebbe, Rebbe Kiva, didn't say this, Josh, he said different shot. Rebbe Kiva said, Toiv Achas Dovim, when it's Mishisoi. When it starts off good, then it will finish good. If it doesn't start off good, it won't finish good. Toiv Achas Dovim, when it's Mishisoi. If it starts off good. And Ach explains, it's not like me. My father, Avua, Ach's name was Elisha ben Avua. My father, Avua, when I was born, he made a bris for me, a big suda, and the Blazer Rebbe Shua over there, and they were Oisik B'Torah, and the fire came down on the Shemayim. And my father saw this, and he said, if Torah is so wonderful, so big, so nifla, so unbelievable, that it brings down a fire, this son of mine, I'm Magdish Shemayim for Torah. Since he didn't have the shame, he didn't mean the shame Shemayim, he meant the shame, the fire. That's what happens. Look, I'm riding on a horse now in the middle of Shabbat, saying to you. That's what happened to me. It was Achas Dovim, but wasn't maybe Shisa. Ad Kan, the Medrash. The Yushalmi. And I have a kash. Who says the Shtikul Torah that has to be maybe Shisa? Akiva Rabcha. Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva says, Torah that maybe Shisa won't become that good. You have to realize this. A side point. Just to explain what we're talking about over here. There's a klal. To think he it's the shame Eish is beautiful. It's beautiful. Let's say it's 2% of Leid Shmo, 98% of the Shmo, 2% of Leid Shmo. No problem. Tech Leid Shmo Balishmo. But the question is, what kind of building are you building on that foundation? If you're building a building on that foundation of 20 stories, it will stand fine. Of 200 stories, it will stand fine. When you're building a foundation of Acher, who knew Pshat Remez Jus Soid, who went into the paradise and knew Soidis Atayr, such a building, no, that foundation can't hold such a building. It will collapse. And it collapsed. It collapsed. The higher you are, the bigger you are, you need a stronger foundation. And that's what Bekiva said, it needs maybe Shisui. Okay. But have a cash. Who's the one talking over here? Who's the one giving the Shtikul Torah? Bekiva says, Avua, look what you did to your son. You meant Lashem Eish, not Lashem Shemayim. Just a minute. Let's get personal over here if you don't. The Mechil is quite... Rebbe Kiva, excuse me. How old were you when you started learning? How was your Rishis? What kind of Rishis did you have? 40 years of an Amoret? Mi teni tamachochem ashchenu kachamor? 40 years of wanting to bite a tamachochem? What a Rishis. Avur isn't besedi. He means the same age. What about you? So that's not a kash. That's not a kash b'chlam. Why? Very simple. He started at 40. His ratios was at 40. Fine. But have a kasha. At 40, when he started, he went to L'Shem Torah, L'Shem a woman. He's starting to say, his ratios is for a woman. That's Kabbalah Savua. Right? Excuse the. The expression, right? She was young, rich, and beautiful. And she goes over to him and says, listen, if I'll marry you, you go to turn, you get a learn Torah? And he says, oh, if you marry me, I'll go to learn Torah, no problem. I would have said the same thing. So, that's his ratios. Ah, Avua, who thought L'Shem Eish, oh boy. You don't know what you did over here.
And Rabbi Akiva taught L'shem Isha? Is there more L'shalei L'shmo than L'shem Isha? I have another shayna. Rabbi Akiva went to learn Torah for 12 years. He didn't speak up for 12 years. He said, if I'll marry you, go to learn Torah. He said, yes. So he went for 12 years. It's mashman that was the derech to go for 12 years. In the Gemara and Ksubis, there are many others, many Tanoim, who went for 12 years. And they went all for 12 years. They came home. And there was one person who went for 12 years and also came home. And his wife sent him for another 12 years. That was a Bekiva. Right? We all know the story. She said, if he'll listen to me, he'll go for another 12 years. And he listened to her and went for another 12 years. And he came back with 24,000 Talmidim. The first time he came back with 12,000 Talmidim. The second time he came back with 24,000 Talmidim. Why didn't she send him another time? It's enough. 12 or twice is enough. Why didn't she send him again? Well, I don't know why she sent him the first time. What I think is, pshat, it's my theory. My theory, but that's what I think is pshat. She said, and Rabbi Kiva, the Shita Asai, and she was Muhammad the Shita Rabbi Kiva to her husband. Rabbi Kiva the Shita Asai. Tev Achazov, and maybe she say, I'm starting again. If till now we knew that Rabbi Kiva knows, Rabbi Kiva told us, he could start at 40. Rabbi Kiva told us much bigger. You could start at 52 when you got Lador. Rabbi Kiva was 52, got Lador, and he said, I'm starting again. The first start wasn't that good. I did L'shem Isha. I'm starting again. And he went again. And he went again and he came back with 24,000 Talmidim. And then, one of the most tragic stories of all time happened. 24,000 Talmidim went. They all went. Shleinogu covered Zebizah. Right? The way we understand it. We don't know what Shleinogu covered Zebizah is. Akuponim, Torah Rabbi Akiva is Tzniyo Maini. You can't give over Torah Rabbi Akiva if Shleinogu covered Zebizah. And no covered Zebizah means, excuse me, realize who you're talking to. Right? I don't know if they said those words, if they had those Gavona, but deep down, that's what no covered Zebizah means. And Torah Rabbi Akiva is, it's for you, it's not for me, b'chlal. I'm not a parish over here. Okay. So they couldn't give over Torah Rabbi Akiva, so they were all killed out. But I have a kasha, I don't understand. Could anyone, I don't know what the kasha is, the kasha in the Bnei Shalom, I don't know who the kasha is. But it bothers me. Could anyone fathom the feelings of Rabbi Akiva? I know Rabbi Akiva had feelings, he was a malach. But now we're putting it down to us. How would I feel, Chmal Islam, if I'd be in such a position? I have 24,000 Talmidim in my life. And one day they would get sick, some are getting sick. And then I go to start going to Levayas. Not I, Falila. Rabbi Akiva starts going to Levayas. And eventually he has 10,000 Talmidim left. And then 9,000, and 8,000, and 5,000, and 1,000 Talmidim left. He had 24,000, he has 2,000 Talmidim left. And then he has 900, 800, 700, 600. There's 100 Talmidim left. And the Levayas just continue. And he's continued going to the Levayas and he has 10 Talmidim left. 9 Talmidim left. 8 Talmidim left. 2 Talmidim left. And then he goes to one Levayas. And he goes to the last Levayas. He goes back home from the last Levayas. What?
What do you do now? What do you do now? I can't imagine such a matter. I can't fathom it. I can't fathom such a matter.
If it would be me, I locked myself in a door, in a room, never come out. Just like myself, I can't. I'm finished.
What's Rabbi Akiva? What did Hashem want? The Talmidim, I understand. Chazal said a word, Leinog Govazeh, but I don't know what it means, but I okay. Leinog Govazeh, whatever that means. But what did Rabbi Akiva do wrong that he got such a clap? Why did he get such a clap?
And the way I understand it is, right, this is my theory. But the Rameh said, sometimes people start when they're young, they're not Matzliach, and when they're old, they're Matzliach.
Okay, he had 24,000 Talmidim, he's talking about his Rebbe. He had 24,000 Talmidim, they weren't Matzliach. And then eventually had 5 Talmidim, Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon. That's all Torah, that's everything we have in this room, is all from them. That's what happens.
And Achaz said, you don't understand what you're talking about. I'll tell you Pshat Rebbe Akiva. Akiva Rab Chochle Kach Omar. You know what Rebbe Akiva said Pshat? Hashem said, you started once when you're 40, and you went high. And you started at 52, and you went higher. And I want you to start again. I want a new start from you. I don't know how old he was then. Let's say he was 90. I want a new start at 90. You went high and higher, and I want a new start. Tevachas Dover, maybe you should start again. When you were 40, you started, and you came out with 12,000 Talmidim. And when you were 52, you started, and you came out with 24,000 Talmidim. And these 24,000 Talmidim, there's something missing. There was something missing. Chazal could say what it is. And I want you to start again, and you get it even higher. And he started again. And the whole Torah we have in the whole world is from him. Many of us, right, I'm talking about myself, right? We have a problem. I try and it's done. Doesn't go. So some says to start again. Come on, I can't remember how many times I tried. It doesn't go. And we keep it to us. Just try again. I had 24,000 Talmidim. I was left with nothing. And I started again. And there's one more point in Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who taught us that if water goes on a stone, it makes a hole in the stone. Take the resource of Lanta. I don't understand. How does it work? I don't understand. You have a stone, right? And they have water dripping on a stone. Tip, 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 tip. Okay? Good. So, when the first drop of water falls on the stone, did it do anything to the stone? No. The stone remained the same. The second drop of water, so it's a drop of water on the same stone. Did it do anything? No. So the stone remained the same. Okay. Third drop of water? Okay, we went through this once already. Oh, a drop of water on a stone does zero. No. The thousandth drop of water, it's the same stone, and a drop of water does do a thing. And the 10,000th drop, you have a stone, and a drop of water does do a thing. You know, and the millionth, We have a stone and a drop of water, it doesn't do a thing. So where did the hole come from? A drop of water and a stone doesn't do a single thing, right? Does zero. So you have a stone. And a drop of water doesn't do anything. So the first drop, the second, the third, and the fourth, and the fifth, and the sixth. What we met, the stone has... I sensed there was a million drops already, so now we're going to move a little bit. That's what happens? That's how the stone works? What's Pshat? How does the whole... At which point does the stone start moving? So Chleima, from the first drop. So Chleima, that the first drop of water made an impression. That's what comes out. I'm talking over here physics. Right? Is anyone in physics who could fake me up? Who over here is busy thinking things? Who's going to fake me up? State, huh?
Yeah, it dissolves it.
It dissolves it. Okay. A single drop of water.
Yeah.
A single drop of water make a hole in the stone. So when I start learning Taita, and if I need Shleilim, it doesn't go. It doesn't go. Hashem said, you don't know physics. You don't know what you're talking about. Pour water on a stone, you don't know what you're talking about. No, it doesn't go. You don't know what you're talking about. Tell you it is, it's just continue. That's what Tell you is. Just continue. And Rabbi Akiva was continuing, and one day he goes home to Brochen, and he tells his wife, right, it's always that nothing. Same as that nothing we saw before. Mayit chelosu Rabbi Akiva. Omele ben aboim shana hoya v'lo yishana klom. He was 40 years and he didn't learn a single thing. Pam echas hoya oimid api abe'er, omele mi chokik evan zu. Who made a hole in this stone? So he said, Rabbi Akiva, you don't know. Avonim shochek kumayim. He made a kavuchoy ma'atzmoy. Miyad choza luma toyu. What does choza luma toyu mean? He returned to learn toyu. He went back to learn toyu. What does that mean? It's mashma the obvious of Nosen. Then he told his wife, I'm going to go learn toyu. And she married him. He went to learn toyu. And he went to a yeshiva. And he got to brochen. And he comes home and says, forget it. Forget it. It's not going. And then was the story of the Evan. And he said, oh, just continues. Drop after drop. And he went back to Lantayu. Chodzul Lantayu. There's no one that I could feel that I have. I could try to be like him, like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had nothing going for him. He was a Ben Gerim. He was Amar Oretz. He was 40. Nothing going for him. But he had some things. He had Tznua. That's not me. Midas Tovus. Willing to start again. And Asmod. And he was Zeiche. The way we understand it, the way I understand it, the biggest person in history to get there. In history. Moshe, Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva. And when we're waiting, we're standing before the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day tomorrow night, which I and I was the Kimzul Asecha, Hashem says, this is only between me and Yisrael. I am a Yavos, the Kimzul Asecha. This is
I can't explain. I can't. I'm not going to tell any Navi what's waiting for you. No Navi knows what's waiting for you. We keep these things. I just thought that as a suggestion, is take these nekudas that this we found is had Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva was zeichen such a unbelievable amount of Torah. Especially that these things can bring you Torah. And if we grab these things, Be'ez Hashem, maybe Be'ez Hashem, we'll be zeichen to Torah, v'mid kedusha, and Hashem will be give us His Torah. We recurve to Him more and more and more and more. I'd be the biggest girl telling him, "Here, Mano." I saw that. I don't remember.
Underneath there's like a plastic thing from coming onto a stone.
Uh-huh.
It's from this. You can't see from this. To remind the Rebbeim and the Talmidim. that one drop changed.
One death thing.
In the
same fight again. Baruch atah Adina Yelahinu Melech Adlam Badein Defresh Yis Abois. Bechess Linnon. Al kom ma shebro lahach yis behem nefesh kachay baruch mechay ho'ilamin.
When the 24,000 students died, you could say that maybe the first 12,000 students, you know, because the Rishisa wasn't good because of his wife, but what was wrong with the second 12,000? What was wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong, but Hashem said, I want even bigger.
Why?
You see that since there were no COVID zebras there, there seems to have been something wrong.
So there was something wrong with the Rishisa. Does the Achrisa depend on the Rishisa, or just that if the Rishisa is good, so then the Achrisa will be even better? But it doesn't dafka depend on it.
What do you mean? That's what it means. That's what depend on it. As good as the Vaishis is, that's how the Achris is.
So there's something wrong with the second 12,000 students from the beginning.
It's something that we can't pinpoint. But you see from the Achris, you see from the Achris that it's much better that there's something wrong in the Vaishis. We can't pinpoint it. So Achris said, you don't understand Pshan Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Meir said, I'll tell you Pshan Rabbi Kiva. Kiva says, maybe she says, maybe she says. So he says, no, that's not Pshan. That's maybe she is. I personally think, this is, if I make a mistake, then who are Mechapa Ovein? I'm thinking about very, very big people over here. But I personally think that Acher used this as a Teret for himself. Acher says, I can't look Teret. Look. It's all Abuya's fault. It's all Daddy's fault. He wouldn't. It wasn't Rabbi Shisa. And he didn't use Rabbi Kiva as a springboard. Rabbi Kiva, start again. Yachi, you can start again. So start now. What's the problem? No, Rabbi Shisa. It's not Rabbi Shisa. Look what happened to me. It's all his fault. Look what happened to me. Rabbi Kiva also started the same way. He was lower than you. He started at 40, and also from Isha, so he started again. Why can't you start again? And there's one place in Mishnayos when Elisha ben Nevuah is mentioned. Elisha ben Nevuah ima haloimid zokin lemahudaima haloimid jelid lemahudaima. Elisha ben Nevuah actually uses this as a teret for himself. I can't. I'm old already. It's not starting again. It's not. No, forget it. It's all over. I can't. And then Bekiva, when he was, I don't know how old he was. When he was 40, he started again. When he was 52, he started again. When he was 90, he started again. He never stopped. He just go on, go on, go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. That's a Bekiva.
Why didn't you go back to start? Well,
there's no reason to. No reason to. He started good and finished good. I'm saying the reason why he went the second time is because it wasn't maybe Shisai. All of that Noyim went one time. And his Rishisai wasn't good, so he started again. And the second he had his Rishisai, so he's fine, then he went on. He has 24,000 Amidim. Until Hashem said, I want something bigger.
So surely he should have gone back then after that.
No, he didn't. He couldn't know that there was something wrong. He couldn't know that. And what was Bekivis Achlis is Kolotei Rekudu. Everything we have today. And what was Achis Achlis? So Moshe Rabbeinu told the Kodesh Baruch Hu, show me the end of him. Show me his Misa. And Hashem showed him the death of Rabbi Kiva. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zeru Teiv Zeru Schara. And Hashem said, Shtoik, Kach also Machshav Lefonai. I don't know how to explain it in English. Shtoik, quiet. Kach also Machshav Lefonai. What's Pshah? The way you understand it, he started, he went so high, Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't fathom what he got. It's between me and him. No one in the world can figure this out. Most machshav lefonai, him and me. Don't think he can figure out his death. He can't figure it out. Him and me. And there was one person who was smiling at Rabbi Kiva's death. Rabbi Kiva. Because he was with Hashem. He started and went to the dagger. And he started again, went higher. Started again, went higher. And finally, where did he get to? He got to a place where no one knows where he is besides Hashem. Machshav lefonai. Him and me. It's all because he started again and again and again and again. It's unfathomable. 24,000 Tamidim, we're gone. We're starting from the beginning. How could you start? You can't start. Forget it. Leave me alone. I can't. No problem. Start from the beginning. That's where I got to. What's unbelievable is how did she see it? Much like someone who has kelim of another and of Midas Tavis, it's all there. Okay. At least I have a way of working now. Until now I didn't know how to start. Well, Hashem has helped us. We want to wish you much luck.